It is Tuesday, December 17th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
In a few minutes on Ozarks, why more walk-in clinics might dot the landscape as the Affordable Care Act is rolled out. And the founder of Cherish the Women, Joni Madden, talks about learning to play the Irish whistle and why she was impressed with her first ever visit to Fayetteville. The band plays tonight at Walton Arts Center.
First, the State Board of Education is removing four school districts from fiscal distress. The board made the decision yesterday. Two of those districts, Hartford and Alpena, are in the northwestern quarter of the state. Andrea Martin is the superintendent of Alpena Schools. She says the district was placed on fiscal distress in May 2012.
Earlier in the year, they had been flagged with a declining balance, projected balance, ending balance of $330,000. And as they calculated that out, it was going to dip actually below $168,000. And so the department stepped in and began interventions to, you know, remedy and put a plan in place to assist with that ending balance.
Martin says the district had already taken steps to remediate its fiscal situation, such as eliminating four full-time positions in the district and more closely monitoring maintenance and transportation costs before she became superintendent in July. She says close oversight is being given to the district's budget process, with priority being given to non-negotiable instructional, transportation, and maintenance costs. Additionally, she says the necessity of filling vacant positions will be analyzed before any hiring decisions are made.
The Jean Tyson Child Development Study Center at the University of Arkansas has earned reaccreditation from the National Association for the Education of Young Children. According to the U of A, the accreditation places the center within the top 10% of private sector child care facilities in the nation. Research by the New Republic magazine suggests only 10% of facilities like the Jean Tyson Center meet the association's standards. The accreditation lasts for 5 years. The Jean Tyson Center opened in August of 2012.
Giving Tuesday netted several thousand dollars for the University of Arkansas, including nearly $6,000 from the university community alone. Giving Tuesday, held on the Tuesday following Thanksgiving, also brought in $15,000 in online donations to the university through the rest of the week. In total, nearly $21,000 in contributions came into the university in the week following Thanksgiving. The university was one of 10,000 nonprofit organizations worldwide to participate in the Giving Tuesday movement.
The Arkansas Legal Services Partnership, a nonprofit organization which provides free legal help to low-income Arkansans, is adding a new feature to its website with funding through a federal grant. Vince Morris, the organization's director, says the new resources made available through the $41,000 grant are designed to help people who are unfamiliar with the judicial system.
This new court help area of the website that we just launched last week really looks into the basics of going to court. So we've set them up with forms, we've talked about the law and legal information, so this is the next step about the rules of court, what to do when you get there, where to go file, things of that nature.
Morris says despite his organization's high volume of clients, there are still plenty of Arkansans who can qualify for free assistance.
We benefited close to 36,000 low-income Arkansans yearly throughout the state. But which is a great high number, and I think as a law firm, that's probably the highest number you could achieve, or has been achieved here. But that's still just a drop in the bucket compared to 800,000, 900,000 low-income Arkansans that qualify and may need better access to justice.
The Federal Legal Services Corporation provided the grant, and the organization funds similar projects throughout the nation.
The City of Bella Vista is seeking grant funding of its own for street projects in the city. Last night, the Bella Vista City Council agreed to apply for three federal surface transportation grants administered through the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission. Mayor Frank Anderson says the larger of the three projects would involve expanding Mercy Way, which was known as Dartmoor Drive until earlier this year.
It has a new school, relatively new school. Has a new health clinic that's going to take a lot of folks. It's basically a two-lane street with a two-lane bridge. It's a traffic nightmare every morning and afternoon as school lets out, and it's going to be worse now with this particular health clinic down there. So that's the first project that we're asking for assistance on to get it engineered and designed. and see what it will cost us to actually go ahead and complete the project.
The other two projects the city is seeking funding for would see redesigns to specific accident-prone areas of Highway 71. But Mayor Anderson says it's unlikely the city will receive all three grants.
The reason we put in three, there's a finite amount that the Northwest Arkansas Planning Commission can spend. And so we hope we'll get the big one, the one on Mercy Way. But if we don't, because of cost, maybe they'll run down to some money that they have left and they'll say, well, you know, Bella Vista deserves one, so we'll give them this one, and it may be one of the lesser expensive ones that we end up with. So that's why we're putting in three. They're all of differing values, differing costs. So we're hoping we can get some help with at least one of those projects.
Each of the grants would provide 80% of the design and engineering costs for their respective projects. The grant sought for the Mercy Way project would provide about $256,000 of federal funding, while the two grants for improvements to Highway 71 would provide $124,000 and $88,000, respectively.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for mostly clear conditions with lows from 29 in northwest Arkansas to 35 in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow with highs around 62 degrees. And tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy skies with lows around 45 degrees.